Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
It's always happening right here in this league on Fantasy Sports Radio Network. What is up, everybody? Hey.
Hi.
How you doing? I'm choking. Oh, Lord, save me. What's up? I am the Welsh, Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. We are in this league right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You can listen to us on the app. Listen to us on iHeartRadio. Tune in. I'm literally dying.
You are dying. Oh, my God. Can I throw you a life preserver here?
Nope.
Good Lord.
Not on air or in real life. That is not going to work here. Hey, guess what, by the way? I just want to let you know. You can get your season ticket to Fantasy Glory now with the 2018 Roto Experts exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. It's not just a draft kit. It's a full season package that takes you from draft day to championship week. It features in-depth analysis from some of your favorite FNTSY sports radio experts. Go to rotoexperts.com right now. Use the code WINNER to get 10% off the exclusive Edge package. Set aside a spot on the mantle for that 2018 championship trophy and make sure you don't draft Darius Geis. Big piece of advice I'm going to give you today. So we got a whole bunch going on here, and I will not be here in hour two and three, so you can just check out. Don't need to listen.
No, it's okay. Most of you are Bog Nation anyway, so you're going to want to stick around.
Fair point that maybe they're not listening now, and then they will tune in when it's just Bogman. So it's going to be just Bogman hour two and three, and you've got some guests lined up here. What are we talking about?
I do. So we haven't hit basketball, and basketball is coming up, although you wouldn't know it from Yahoo because they're not opening up 6 months in advance like they did for football.
Yeah.
So basketball is coming up. I got Dan Bespris from hoopball.com. That's hoop-ball.com coming on to talk basketball for an hour. We're going to talk a little bit of the NBA draft. We're going to talk about the first round values and some of the guys moving some situations. And then, you know, we've kind of teased this before, the Welsh, but you're not the biggest college fantasy football guy, so I kind of waited, and you have to take off a little bit early today, so I'm going to get some college football people on here, and we're going to talk about that. So if you have ever thought about dipping your toe in, maybe giving it a try, stick around for that last hour, and you'll hear a bunch of great information from John Lobb, Justin Heisey, and Blaise Sinopoli. So I have got you guys covered. We ain't going anywhere.
Look at that, Bogman. How excited are you to own the airwaves?
I mean, I'm not very excited. Of course, I would love my co-host, the Welsh, but getting away from each other is good for both of us on occasions, right?
Yeah, it is.
Like most days.
Like all the days, as a matter of fact. All the days. There is a lot to cover, so we're going to get it in here in hour one. It's going to be all football. We got to talk about the first week of the preseason, because that's a whole thing. I would also push you guys to make sure to be tuning in this coming week over on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast, because we are going to be obviously covering a lot of what has transpired. We're going to be hopefully doing our draft form episode, another mock draft. There's just like so much going on. And just in this short period of time, we just released mock draft 7.0, which was our PPR mock draft. In that time, we lost Darius Geis. We lost other guys just because of preseason one. The preseason is a fickle mistress, my friend.
I just saw a tweet that said there have been 15 torn ACLs and no significant games played yet.
Say it again?
It's 15 torn knees, so ACL, MCL, whatever it is, and zero significant games played. Mm-hmm. So throughout camp And the preseason so far up to today, there's been 15 knee tears and zero significant games.
Yes. So. Okay. Well, yeah. I got to tell you, man, is there anything worse in the preseason, or is it the greatest thing?
The preseason is the worst. I don't
like
the
preseason. It's football. It's the first time. You've been without football for so long. Now it's here. You get full games, and you
get
to see.
I get itchy, but I don't care after the, you know, Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown didn't play for the Steelers. So what am I watching for Landry Jones? I mean, Juju caught a long touchdown. That's fun.
Oh, you want to hear something funny?
Seeing the rookies is fun, but that's about it.
My kid's birthday was yesterday. And we were out in northern Arizona in Flagstaff. We did a whole bunch of stuff. One of the things we did was we went to this thing called the Lava Cave. And it's a whole thing. I'm not getting into all of it. But it's like, you know, outside in Flagstaff, it's like good weather, actually. It was like, you know, 85 was the highest, you know, in the high 70s, stuff like that. But in this cave, it's like 42 degrees or lower. And right when you walk up to this, it's just weird entrance. You have to crawl down. It's a whole process. You can feel the breeze. So I have got my 49ers, this red 49ers hoodie that I love that actually fits me again, which is
how fantastic. Sweaty would I be during this?
You would by the way, you'd be very sweaty because they're like, wear really warm stuff. I had jeans and a hoodie on, and like I was sweating through my hat by the end of the amount of work I had to do. But on the way back,
they have like a warning, like if you're a fat guy, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Just wear shorts. Exactly. If you're over 250 pounds, you're totally going to be okay. You're going to love this, actually. But on the way back, mind you, this is a pitch black cave. And all you have is they tell you to get like headlamp flashlights and stuff like that. So I'm coming back up and there's a group of people that are just coming down and we're walking past them, say our highs in this cold cave where you can see your breath. And this kid goes, "Oh, I love your hoodie." And I'm like, "Yeah, Niners." And they're like, "Did they win?" And I'm like, "Yep. Garoppolo still undefeated," and I'm doing this in the subterranean depths of a cave. I'm talking about Jimmy Garoppolo.
Like, are you the Welsh?
Yeah. I mean, that would have been the ultimate best thing, but that'll never happen in my entire life. So preseason. So let's get down to the brass tacks here. The biggest casualty of the preseason, obviously, was Darius Geis, torn ACL. When it went down, by the way, wasn't he kind of like walking around on the sidelines? I was seeing GIFs like, Darius Geis is happy. He's good. He's smiling, stuff like that. Like, he's going to be okay. Torn ACL.
Yeah, it was a weird tackle, you know, because the dude's so big, he got tackled by three guys. And he kind of reached for his knee. They got him up out of there. He did walk off, you know, which doesn't mean anything because I think the first significant knee tear I remember seeing and going, "That is not good," was Terrell Davis. And he walked off the field. And I was like, "Oh, maybe he's okay." But that didn't look good. And then, you know, the next day it comes out. Because they never know immediately. But the next day it comes out. Yep, torn ACL. That dude's done for the year. So I always kind of go, all right, well, he's on the sideline. I'm hoping he's okay. But in your mind, you just know something horrible is going to happen.
Yeah, it's a preseason. You know, that's the problem with week one and two. As soon as
I was getting
someone
ready to take him the third round everywhere, dude, and it's just not going to happen now.
We've been talking about Darius Geis and how comfortable we've been. Oh my God. By the way, the amount of times I passed on Samaje Perine is upsetting because I was defending Samaje Perine before.
Before the game started, they said Samaje Perine is going to be the guy that gets cut. They said Robert Kelly's ahead of him.
Oh, it's Robert Kelly? Oh,
I
think
you
it's
know
Samaje
what I
Perine
said?
Still.
How about Mr. Outside Hire, like Michael Scott said in The Office? How about Mr. Outside Hire?
How about little DeMarco Murray? Let's call him up on the cell phone. Call me on the cell phone. Bum, bum.
That's right. How about Adrian Peterson? How about former Redskin Alfred Morris still out there?
Adrian Peterson, that's a lock, right?
How about dudes that get cut? How about if Amir Abdullah gets cut?
Here's a question. Darius Geis done. It really depletes that middle tier of running backs. That's kind of a problem, by the way.
Yeah.
We're going to have to talk about here in a second.
Especially because Sony Michel just got banged up too.
Yeah.
Like, we're not even into the season and these running backs are already dropping like flies.
No, it's that mid round thing. It's one of the worst situations we could ask for where, like you said, Sony Michel, we've got continued kind of Kenyon Drake worry that's going on, that whole middle round. It's really gross. I don't like any of it. But let's talk about that in a second. Is the leading Redskins rusher on their team right now?
Say it again. What was
is
it?
Is the leader, the rushing leader for the Redskins on their team right now?
Absolutely not. No.
For sure.
These guys all suck, dude. The, P. Ryan sucks. Robert Kelly sucks.
Mind you, they've got
this
a player named
Chris
Thompson.
This is why I was so confident in guys.
Chris Thompson's a player they have, and Robert Kelly.
I mean, as we're doing this, there is a fight about Chris Thompson in our football group me room, and I am loving it. So it's and I understand both sides, because one guy is like, look, you know, if this was anybody else, this was Dalvin Cook saying I'm not going to be 100%, then we wouldn't say anything about this. But I don't know about that. Like, I, you know, we talked about it a little bit in the running back show during Hell Week, the Welsh, about Chris Thompson. And
he said he's not going to be healthy till November, which is a huge
You lowered
worry.
Your stance on that. Right. Okay. So I couldn't remember where we had gone over.
Like, here's what I did when that happened. I saw the initial stuff and I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to knock him down. And then I, you know, thought about it more, because it wasn't like, I'm not going to be healthy till November, so I'm probably going to be on the pup. It was like, this is not going to be 100%. He's out there. He's playing right now. I'm not sure that this is something that they go push his role higher, especially when he's coming back from injury. But you got to look at it as, maybe the team isn't going to even freak out or lose their mind, because that lead running back role is still kind of subdued a little bit by a guy like Chris Thompson. I think a guy like Adrian Peterson makes a lot of sense if they're going to go pick up a player. Okay, Bogman. How about this? Let me put a couple pieces out there. What about Jamaal Charles? Alex Smith's got a little pass with him.
I mean,
same player as Chris Thompson, though, but...
Here's the thing with Jamaal, and you know, I'm a homer. I'm a Texas fan. I absolutely love Jamaal Charles, but I think when you bring somebody in, you have your third down back in Chris Thompson, you want a bruiser. So, and Jamaal Charles just, you know, he was never that in his career. So I think Alfred Morris or Adrian Peterson or somebody that can be a first, second down guy, you know, like Amir Abdullah, if he was cut or traded or however would work, would make sense, because he's not a bruiser, but he's young enough to make that, you
know,
first and second down.
AP sounds like the type of guy, you know, you only want him out there for a down or two, and then you put Chris Thompson out there. I kind of think AP's that you bring him in. Maybe DeMarco Murray gets that call. Maybe he comes out of retirement because he was waiting for that spot.
I know one of our slow drafts, P. Ryan, got snapped up, and I was thinking about taking him because I was up after they announced that Darius Geis hurt his knee. So I'm thinking, man, should I take stupid Samaje P. Ryan? I'm like, you know what? I'm not touching that situation. I'm not going to do it. Mm. To be honest, I almost took Amir Abdullah thinking that dude's going to get cut. Now the stupid Redskins.
What are you
going to
do if he's not cut? You have literally lived on the Amir Abdullah's getting cut.
I haven't taken him anywhere.
I'm saying more like philosophically. Like, you have lived in this. Amir Abdullah is not going to be a Lion. He's going to be
cut. Well, guys, don't take Amir Abdullah until the last round. So, well, I mean, don't do it, because I think he's going to get cut. I just think they got Blunt, they got Riddick, they got Kerryon Johnson. That leaves no room for Amir Abdullah. I don't think he's going to play special teams, so get him on out of there. You know what I mean?
Like, so don't take him.
No.
Okay.
Don't take him.
So you didn't quite dig into this enough. Is Chris Thompson a player that you're now going to bump up a little bit?
No.
Not at all. So you are sitting on the, because he's not going to be 100% till November, there's no way that he plays a bigger role in this offense.
Because he's Wyclef Jean, and he's gone till November.
January, February, March. Okay.
I think it's more about his role in the offense. I know what his role in the offense is. Plus, he has an injury history, and he said he's not going to be 100%. Like, it's the little factors. Like, if he didn't say he was hurt, I don't know that I would move him up that much more than I have him anyway, even with this Darius Geis injury, because they tried to do the thing where, hey, look, all these guys suck, we're just going to give Chris Thompson the ball every time, and it didn't work last year. He had too many carries, he broke his leg. So the guy is a, you know, he's a game breaker.
Not a little
you don't
bump?
He doesn't need many touches.
Studio 54 in the 80s, just a little bump on Chris Thompson?
Just a little toot. Just a little toot on Chris Thompson, maybe. Not much, though.
All right. This mid-round running back situation. There's another running back, by the way, that got a little dinged up. I'm not so sure it's a dire thing for this player. We'll talk about him maybe on the other side of this break.
Oh.
No, not that guy. Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk about Kaká? We'll talk about him,
concussion.
Too.
Yeah,
I was talking about Marlon Mack. We'll talk about Marlon Mack. We'll talk about the Jets situation, what kind of transpired off of the first preseason week. But now this mid running back situation, Darius Geis was a target. Like he was moving up. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you and I had been talking about Darius Geis when the Chris Thompson thing kind of happened. I was like, oh, okay, well, I think I might be a little bit more comfortable with Darius Geis, to the point where not only did he bump up, he became a target. He was, I'm looking here, Bogman, he was 16 on my list at running back.
Oh, God.
16.
I mean, you know who's going to take a spot is Ronald Jones.
Yes.
Ronald Jones is absolutely going to take a spot because he's still the unknown, just like Darius Geis was. He scored a touchdown in his first preseason game, and Dirk Cutter gave him a little bit of praise on his run block or his pass blocking.
After there was negative reports on Roto-World about that.
Right. He said, I think he did a really great job. Now, Cutter's, you know, ultimate quote was something like, yeah, he was pretty average today. So because he had 8 rushes for 9 yards, now he did have a touchdown and he was good in the passing game. So, you know, I think that he is just going to bump up into that spot.
So
where Darius Geis is leaving us a big gaping hole.
Phrasing. What's interesting is Fantasy Pros has already stricken Darius Geis from the list. And I'm looking on here because I kind of wanted to see where he was relative before it goes off. Ronald Jones, where do you think Ronald Jones is?
We'll talk among about running backs?
Yeah, among running backs, especially after what we've kind of known. Sometimes these adjustments can happen pretty quick.
I think 16, I think right in that spot.
Okay, you think Ronald Jones is the 16th running back?
Around there.
Okay, on the other side of this break, I'm going to give you a shocking revelation of where Ronald Jones sits on the Fantasy Pros full bore on the full bore of how they rank these guys out, the consensus across the all the fantasy world where he really is. It's actually quite shocking, and maybe that's something we need to talk about amongst all the other things. There are some games on Friday. We're going to talk about some of the repercussions of the other games and where ranks are going. So don't go anywhere. This is In This League. That's Bogman. I'm the Welsh. We'll be right back.
Like a great pass rusher, the Roto experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge fantasy package, you get a cheat sheet generator, plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge fantasy package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package, promo code FNTSY.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back. In This League, inthisleague.com. I am Chris Welsh. Find me on Twitter, @isitthewelsh. Joining all my crazy exploits as well, Bogman and his exploits of tweeting, retweeting. We're gonna get you this season.
I was doing some tweets today. I like your bear pictures. Lots of bears.
Yeah. So again, I was in Arizona as one of the places I went to. I had the
actual bears, not a euphemism, by the way.
No, real bears. Yeah, this wasn't like Allen Robinson and Anthony Miller, who I love. This was like actual bears. And what's weird about it is you get it, you like, when you get to the place, you get in your car and it's like Jurassic Park because you drive through an open, it's, I swear to God, the opening, it's like Jurassic Park because what it is the animals are free.
Are you in one of those balls and then is Ron Howard's daughter with
no,
you?
No, it's like old school. It's like 90s Jurassic Park, like Jeeps and stuff. Okay. No, but you just take your car and then they open the gate and you go in. Yeah, there's lots of those. And each section you go into, there's just wild animals. And they tell you, first off, when you get to the, and I'm not kidding you, when you get to the bears and the wolves, roll up your windows. Like, that's the type of security they have. They're like, just make sure to roll up your windows. And they say, specifically with the Bears, don't stop because the Bears will get on your car. So we go through and there's like goats and sheep or whatever the hell they are, donkeys and elk. And then you get to the wolf area. These wolves are like honey badgers. They don't care. These wolves just walk right in front of your car. They're walking right up to you. And the Bears, though, there were 100 bears. And they're in the water. They're hanging out. They're looking at us. One growled at me. And we're within feet of them. But there was this one bird picture I took. And that's what I tweeted, because it would have been the most glorious bird picture ever. But
this
old
lady's weird face is right in there.
I was about a quarter of a second too early on it, and I caught this lady's face, and it was great. And then, yeah, a couple of the bear pictures. Completely boring to most people, but like, that's the level of where my life is at, where I'm like, oh man, went to Arizona, let me tell you. Let me tell you about all the stuff I did in Arizona. But actually, it's all the other stuff I did. Teaser for our secret show. By the way, if you guys ever want, you can check us out, patreon.com/ITL Army. Where you can check out, we've got ranks. We're going to have to do our update this coming week for Darius Geis. We've got our personal ranks. We've got secret shows. We do comedy shows. We've got our GroupMe rooms where you can get in with the rest of our, all our ITL people. And it's a hell of a time, by the way. It's a hell of a time and a good resource. But secret show, we're going to talk about this. The chaos I had, almost got arrested. Got pulled over and almost got arrested. And it was a whole thing. And I'll tell the story on the secret show. Amongst 400 other things that went wrong. A storm hit. We went into a bellow of fog. We got stuck on a road with bulls that were kind of staring at us.
You guys had an adventure. This wasn't a trip. Yeah. This is an adventure. This could have been a movie.
Could have been. Didn't end like that. Almost did. Ended how most trips end with family. Big old massive fight. That's usually how they end.
Ah, nice.
Yes, nice. Exactly. All right. So when we went to break, so patreon.com/ITL Army, do that stuff. We went to break. You had said, I asked you, where do you think Ronald Jones is sitting now? You know, little bit of time.
I said around 16, 17, there, that age range. Yeah.
Fantasy Pros, Ronald Jones in, I'm in PPR, by the way, the 27th running back.
27th?
Yeah. You want to hear who's ahead of him right now?
Okay.
Rex Burkhead is 26. You get it, but no.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. Nope.
25 is Royce Freeman.
Absolutely not.
Rashad Penny is ahead of him.
I get it, but I'm going Ronald Jones.
Yeah, to each his own. Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry is the other guy when you said, you know, when we were talking about who moves up into that, you know, middle tier of running backs. I think Derrick Henry could be moving up a little bit.
But guess what? Deion Lewis is 21 on the consensus. Derrick Henry is 23. Mark Ingram is 22. And then a lot of the other likely candidates that you
expect. I'd take him over Mark Ingram, too, because of the 4-game suspension. Like, I understand that Mark Ingram, you know, he played and he looked good, scored a touchdown, all that stuff. But he's going to be gone for 4 games. That's, you know, almost a third of your season.
Let me ask you something. Am I wrong here? I feel like Ronald Jones, I mean, maybe it's Rashad Penny, maybe it's both of these guys. I feel like the coach or media speak we get of those guys affects them worse than anybody, like any other player.
Because we haven't seen them, right? And that's kind of a little bit of the sexiness with Derrick Henry, too, is because we haven't seen Derrick Henry be the one guy there, because DeMarco Murray's been there the whole time. So I think maybe that's a little bit of the, you know, the shiny new toy
it is
kind of stuff, but
it's also like taking the risk that you have to do sometimes in these leagues. And
dude,
you know,
Lamar Miller's ahead of Ronald. Are you gonna take Lamar Miller over Ronald Jones?
No.
Alex Collins.
I'm gonna
over
go look at my ranks right now. Before this happened, I had Ronald Jones at 18. Okay? Now he's going to move up a spot because Darius Geis is off the list. He's gonna move up to 17. I have Jay Ajayi ahead of him, and then it's all the characters you expect. Joe Mixon, Jordan Howard, Jerick McKinnon, all those guys. That's how high I am on Ronald Jones right now, because I think when I was doing, like, Bogman is way, way more research heavy and trustable, by the way, for college prospects. And that's why, what is it, in hour three, you're going to be talking. Who the hell are you talking with? You're talking with Lobb and
John Lobb, Blaise Sinopoli, and Justin Heisey.
God, that is a murderer's row of awesome college fantasy football content. I mean, and you know, one of them's an ITL guy, and the others are Fantrax guys, and we love Lob. Like, you've always done your study, but I have to kind of dig in a little bit more when it's, like, draft time. When I was going through, outside of Saquon Barkley and the obviousness of Nick Chubb, well, kind of Sony Michel in there, like, Ronald Jones, to me, was, like, number two. And I kind of said it right after the draft. When I was watching stuff on him, I love this guy. I think he is massively talented, and I'm just not going to buy into the back and forth about the pass protection, if Peyton Barber or Charles Sims are going to do anything. Will they get some time? Absolutely. This guy's a rookie. I think Ronald Jones will be the primary back in this backfield, and there's nothing that's going to change my mind on it unless he gets hurt or the coach literally comes out and says that another guy is starting over him, like how Chris Carson is starting over Rashad Penny.
Well, you know, what's funny is somebody in the Army hit me up today and they said, I've got my draft tomorrow. I picked two, but I don't. He's like, I guess I should probably go Chubb because I, you know, you and I have both said Chubb is our number two running back. Right.
Oh, in Dynasty, you mean?
In Dynasty, yes. This is a Dynasty draft. So I don't know if...
As long as you're not competing. Like, that's the only problem with Nick Chubb, why he's so difficult. Because if you're not in, like, a compete mode and you're thinking about the future, or let me phrase it a different way. If you've already got good backs and you're just trying to add to another, Nick Chubb is the no doubt number two. If you're really trying to get that second or... Like, we have a Dynasty... I don't know if it's IDP League, Bogman, where you only have Fournette and that was it. And you needed the second back. Chubb wouldn't have been the best option for you. It would have been probably one of those other guys because you want to compete this year. But for most standards, Chubb is like the number two guy.
Right. And that's kind of, he's like, he likes Ronald Jones. He's like, I kind of want to take Jones, but I think it's crazy to pass on Chubb. And I said, it's absolutely not crazy. And that's kind of the situation I laid out. I said, look, if you're in a dynasty league and everything else is good and you need that guy to play this year, Ronald Jones, I guess, is kind of your guy among the rookie running backs now. You know, was definitely Saquon, who's going number one in every rookie draft, and he picks two. So you kind of had your choice between Geis, Jones, and Michelle, but Michelle is now banged up. Geis is done for the year. Ronald Jones, I mean, I guess you could throw Royce Freeman in there if you're just sick of Devontae Booker, but I'm not willing to say that it's free and easy, that it's definitely going to be Royce Freeman.
And that's why, you know, like when you compare those guys, like, I'm kind of shocked that did I say, and I got to go look. Yeah, Penny and Freeman are over it. When I look at Penny and Freeman, these aren't the best arguments, and I totally understand it. But there's twofold here. I think Ronald Jones is more talented than Penny and Freeman, and it's not a question to me. Second off, Royce Freeman and Rashad Penny are both not the number one on the depth chart for their team. Devontae Booker and Chris Carson are the starters. So why people are so enamored with Royce Freeman, I kind of get Rashad Penny because it's in an ideal situation if it works out, but the team is so idealistically on Chris Carson. Ronald Jones just makes sense to me. Maybe it's going to blow up in my face, but I'm gonna take my bumps and bruises with Ronald Jones this season,
yeah,
and that's why he's top 20.
In there. I guess I just forgot about Penny. But yeah, Penny's in there too. But yeah, I'm with you. I think I guess the offensive situation isn't that much better in Tampa Bay than it is in Seattle. I like Ronald Jones more overall than I do Rashad Penny anyway.
Yeah, and, you know, both teams, too. If someone were to be like, okay, well, you know, Ronald Jones, Charles Sims is there, and he might play that third down back. Well, guess what? CJ Procise is there, and Pete Carroll can't shut the hell up about CJ Procise right now, and that's your third down back there. Plus, Tyler Lockett, they like to move around. So I don't think they're going to have to rely on a guy like Rashad Penny to have a heavy presence in the offensive side, or on the receiving end, where I think Ronald Jones still plays a bigger role than Penny. On the receiving
end. And Ronald Jones is a guy that doesn't have to have 20 touches to make an impact.
Exactly.
You know, he's got game breaking speed. So, you know, if he breaks one off and, you know, scores a 60 yard touchdown, boom, there's your 12 points. So
how worried are you about Marlon Mack? Let's move to him. I'm a big Marlon Mack guy. Always have been. He looked really good in that one screen pass. First pass from Andrew Luck. He looked nice and it was all pretty. He got hurt. He got knocked out of the game, and it looks like he's going to miss a couple weeks. Maybe he comes back for the last preseason game. The problem, and I think that the Wolves are pouncing right now is because with him out, most people don't see Marlon Mack as a sure thing, and that is shown with his ADP, which is, where the hell is it? I'm looking
at it. Well, I had him at RB 40 before this injury.
35 on Fantasy Pros. So right. Where the hell was he on mine? Let's look real quick and then let's finish it. I had him
at RB 40 and I wasn't going to move him up. And to be honest, like, Robert Turbin looked pretty good too. And I know you've heard that a million times, but they also have your boy. Are you ready for it? The Welsh? No one else is on that roster?
Don't.
Christine Michael.
I don't want to hear it. So Marlon Mack I had, by the way, at 36. I had him at 36. Fantasy Pros, he's 35. Bogman's got him at 40. He already doesn't have the respect of a starting running back. And so the Wolves are jumping because you got guys like Jordan Wilkins, who had a good game. Naheem Hines is sitting out there.
That's who I'm taking.
Which one? Hines?
Naheem Hines. I'm taking Naheem Hines because I think he's been lining up in the slot as well.
But are you taking Mack now, or was Hines already? Because I felt like, this is me personally, Boggs, I felt like Hines, it doesn't matter what's going on. Naheem Hines is that guy who's already solidified in his role. Yes. So if you take him, you take him. Doesn't matter if Mack is out or not. If you think Mack is kind of done, then I'm taking Jordan Wilkins because he's kind of been impressive in camp. That's the guy.
And the reason I'm not that big on Wilkins, and I do like Wilkins, and I like him more than the other two guys in Turbin and Michael, but I don't know that he immediately gets a spot over Turbin or Michael. One of those guys is getting cut, obviously. So, you know, Mac will be on the roster, so it'll be Mac, you know, player two, and then Naheem Hines, and then maybe one other guy. So
Wilkins assume in that roster.
He is. But I'm saying I think between Turbin and Mike getting cut.
Michael is getting cut. Bye bye.
Yeah. Okay. So Christian Michael goes. But now I'm not that convinced that Wilkins is going to get more than 10 touches a game because stupid Robert Turbin is there. Yeah. I think they would split touches between those guys. And then when Mac gets back and fully healthy, whether it's week three, week four, whatever, now you're kind of in a running back by committee mix of all crappy running backs.
And people are taking they're taking Wilkins now, I think, over Hines. I think that is kind of a thing that's happening because people are assuming Wilkins is going to take this job from Mac. And I don't believe that.
I get that because you're looking for scores. But I'm taking Naheem Hines probably in both, to be honest with you, because he's been lining up in the slot. He's going to be a weapon. So he's going to be all over the place for this team. And I'm excited about seeing what he can do.
Okay, but maybe I didn't get this answer from you. Are you bringing Mac down at all because of this injury? Because he's going to miss a week or two. Like let's assume, you know, he's obviously not going to play week
two.
You know,
I take him down, but there's not many people I can move ahead of him.
That's where I'm trying to go with this.
I'm already bad on him. Like, I already didn't like him before this. So maybe I have him ahead of Jamal Williams and Corey Clement and Devontae Booker. Maybe I put him behind those guys.
I cannot get over this. I'm looking at this. I don't understand this. You want to guess who is behind Marlon Mack? Carlos Hyde.
That's ridiculous.
38 so at ridiculous. Running back. Are you and I going to die on the Carlos Hyde hill?
I never thought I'd hear you say that. I never thought in a million years I'd hear you say that. I liked
Carlos Hyde a couple years ago. But the problem was every year he'd be good for the first two games. He'd disappear. He'd get banged up. He'd miss some time. He'd come back. He'd struggle. Then he'd have a good game at the end of the year.
Last year he played all 16 games. I think people forget that. And they forget that. The rawness of Nick Chubb, you know, because Nick Chubb isn't a guy that had a million carries in college because of his injury history. And Sony Michelle was always there, too.
I'm a big, big Carlos or I'm a big, big Nick Chubb guy. Oh, we got a video going on here. I'm a big Nick Chubb guy. There's no doubt about it. But Bogman
was that auto played when you said Chubb?
Yeah, that's good. Like, you kind of sold me a little bit that I think, especially first half, that they might label down. Is this this video's going to play like a million times? It's coming back. Holy crap.
Is it all Nick Chubb highlights from Georgia?
I can't. Why is Fantasy Pros doing this to me? Do you hear this video?
You please put ad blocker on your computer, for God's sake.
Guess some crazy ranks on Carlos Hyde right now. One of the first ones I see, Bogman, 53 by a very high ranker. Has Carlos Hyde at 53. I'm going through the rest of these. Where do you have Carlos Hyde?
20.
Oh, Jesus. I have him at 27.
Well, I have him ahead of stupid Alex Collins. I had him. I don't like.
Well, you're the highest human being on. No. You and Kevin Roberts from Breaking Football, whoever that guy is, have him at 20.
Kevin.
And Scott Piankowski from Yahoo both have him at 27. I just wanted to put that out.
So we've mentioned this on the ITL podcast and on the Black Book show on FanTrax that I rank Carlos Hyde real high. I know I don't have to take him there.
But Carlos Hyde behind Marlon Mack?
That's ridiculous. I have them 20 spots different, the Welsh, before the hamstring injury.
That's
20
wild.
Spots different.
I don't think Marlon Mack deserves any kill here. And you know what? He was already coming at a bit of a discount. I look at this. I think the guy is going to, if he's going to fall back a little bit more, I mean, there's some guys that he should not be above when I look on Fantasy Pros. And I should probably go back to ADP. I'm looking at the ranks here. And I think he's going to come at a little bit of a discount. And I still think Marlon Mack is my guy, regardless of what's going on. But it's an interesting thing you bring up with Nyheim Hines and that we talked about because I don't think he's affected. So we're going to talk more about the preseason action, maybe even look at some of the Friday games and any of the other injuries. So don't go anywhere. That's Scott Bogman. I'm Chris Wells. This is In This League, and we'll be right back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In This League.
You are too easy.
Hi.
Or hi.
How are you?
Hello.
That's Scott Bogman. I'm Chris Wells. Find us on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh, hey. At Bogman Sports. It is definitely draft season. And we are going to play a cardinal sin in the next couple segments here. And it is purely because I am not going to be here. It's going to be Bogman. And we're going to talk a little basketball. Or Bogman's going to talk basketball with Dan Bespris. But bring it back to football. And I would say, crucial conversation for you dynasty owners and anybody that toys around with playing college fantasy football. Because Bogman's going to be talking with John Lobb, Justin Heisey, and is it Blazer Blake?
Blaze.
Blazer. Blazer
Blake
from Blazer. ITL because Bogman does a couple college fantasy football podcasts. You can check them out over at Fantrax and InThisLeague.com. So we'll have college fantasy football talk, we got basketball talk, but right now we are talking about the preseason because we have had some of the stuff go down already. And Bogman, Saquon Barkley,
that boy good,
he wasted no time. Now, we hate to be the type of people, and people would call, there's a lot of different words people would use to be like, a first touch doesn't mean anything, maybe crutch argument is something we would hear, Bogman, but I gotta be honest with you, that first NFL carry for Saquon Barkley, what did that go? Was that 50 yards?
39 yards, dude. I jumped up out of my chair. I was like, look at him go!
Look at those sexy hamstrings! Eli Manning is probably just looking at those legs jiggle the whole way through.
Make sure to rub up your creamy hamstrings.
There should be, I'm just putting this out here, a Twitter, but I think better for Instagram, there should be an Instagram account called Saquon Barkley's Legs or hamstrings.
It's already out there. I guarantee it's already out there.
And there should only be one follow, and it's Eli Manning. That should be it. Should only follow Eli Manning.
Saquon only one person's Barkley's allowed to follow. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yummy hamstrings. As that guy, he's going to be something else. He's just he's an incredible talent. And it's so dumb and stupid to look at this one carry where he foolishly just makes the Browns look ridiculously stupid. It looks like Madden. It looks like you're playing on rookie level of Madden where you just take that first carry for 39 yards. But that's what he is. That's why he's special. And that's why he's deserved of that top six or seven pick. And anything later is like, jump on it.
a lot of people wanted to point out, and this is noticeable if you, you know, watch his next carries, because he had that first carry for 39 yards and he finished with four carries for 43 yards. So that means he got 4 yards in his next three carries because the offensive line still has some problems.
You know who that was like?
Who was
there's
that like?
A player very popular in my era that did stuff like this. His name was Barry Sanders. Where he'd get a lot of negative yard carries, but the guy could break them off like nobody else.
Just think, you know, he gets 20 carries a game and maybe a couple catches. Maybe he's up to 22, 23 touches a game. A couple of those are going to break out just like he did on that first one. So, and, you know, he showed that first run was so insane. He just showed some patience, then made a couple people miss.
You know what's a bummer about him, by the way?
Insane.
What's a bummer about Saquon Barkley is the only conversation we're going to get around Saquon Barkley is if he fails. Like, no one's going... It's the same kind of thing with, like, Ezekiel Elliott. Like, everyone's like, oh, Ezekiel Elliott's good. But no one, like, sits down and goes, man, can you believe we took Elliott, you know, with a
fifth pick
in a draft, and look how he just completely warranted the value? The same thing's going to happen with Barkley. The only conversation that will sit in awe of Barkley is if he fails.
I think you're wrong, because if he can push himself into that elite level running back, we'll also hear, because he's going 7 to 9, anywhere between there, sometimes as high as 6. Actually, we just saw him go, what did he go in our draft, 3 or something in one of them in our mocks? But he's going in this middle tier first round range. So I understand, like, we will hear way more about him if he fails. But if he pushes himself up into that Bell, Gurley, Zeke, David Johnson area, and is just on a week-to-week basis putting up 1,000,000 points, you know, you'll hear nothing but him. It'll be like LaDainian Tomlinson's rookie year.
Yeah, I guess it's just one of those things where I feel like, you know, we sit and we've just, you know.
And there's so many rubes and boobs who don't know who he is. So when he starts to make an impact, you know, this dude?
By the way, one of your guys, Isaiah Crowell, two little dings against him, did not start the game.
Oh,
it was Bilal Powell, and Crow Kaka was hit with a concussion and knocked out of the game.
I tell you what, Welsh, why don't you fire up all your Bilal Powell shares? That's what I want to see.
I might fire one or two up.
Fire them all up. And when Crow is
5 yards on 6 carries, whoo!
Well, your boy Ronald Jones, who you're just bragging about, it, 9 yards on 8 carries.
I don't hear about that. Lego yeah. Lego head Sam Darnold was really impressive.
He looked pretty good.
Is that going to move you up a little bit? Not that it, like, what is it going to move up? Like, from 32 to 28?
Not really. I mean, look, I took Sam Darnold in a draft already, because I took my first quarterback was Andrew Luck. And Andrew Luck was back on the field playing. I think I'm back in.
Uh-oh.
I think I'm just all the way back in.
Oh, what does that mean?
I mean, just Superman crush on stupid Andrew Luck.
What does that mean?
That defense is terrible.
They're gonna have to throw the ball
so much. They got the best offensive lineman in the draft in Quentin Nelson.
No, I'm here for the Andrew Luck takes. This is all I'm here for. Where do you have him right now? Don't tell me where you think you're going to move him. Where is he now in those ranks?
All right, let me. I gotta look it up because I don't know my rank.
I'll tell you. I have him at 18. Before our
16.
Next. Okay. So this is amazing here. We're gonna have rank updates coming this week, hopefully Monday. Patreon.com/ITL Army. Is he going to crack your top 10?
He's going to 9.
Oh!
I'm all the way back.
By the way, way to not sell the Patreon for people to sign up, but not. Who is he jumping over?
Mahomes and Ryan, Goff.
Who's ahead of him then? Who's 8?
Kirk Cousins. So Cousins, Stafford, Newton, Wentz.
Who gets hit? Is Drew Brees get knocked out?
Drew Brees gets knocked out 1.
Oh, Luck over Brees.
Luck over Brees, man.
Drew Brees.
Luck over Brees. Well, I'd say, like,
it's all knocked down.
He had a good year last year, but it wasn't a Drew Brees year. And I'm telling you,
Andrew Luck had no year last year, by the way.
Okay, but he's playing now. What have you done for me lately? And he's on the field finally. And
wow.
That defense is horrific, dude. The defense is so bad. He's going to get so many garbage
yards.
What did
you see from Luck? What did you see? Was it simply him throwing a ball that sold you?
Well, it was kind of the stuff leading up to this, that there was that, you know, just effortless 75 yards down the field bomb he threw. And he just looked good. And you could see, like, in the when they interviewed him after the game, that dude could not stop smiling. He was so happy to be back, even in an idiot preseason game.
Yeah, because he hadn't done anything for 2 years.
I know. I'm excited. He's excited. I'm excited that he's excited. Help me help you. Draft Andrew Luck. Do it. I'm excited. I'm back on board.
All right. I think he simply seeing him play in a game is going to warrant that movement.
Yes. There's all other kinds of movement too.
Yeah, apparently you got a lot of movement down
all
in
kinds
the
of movement
south,
going on.
Down south. I'm going to say he's going to probably fall somewhere for me. I'm going to sell it a little bit. Between 13 and 10, somewhere in that range.
Okay. He's
warranting that first round territory. By the way, just to follow up, Jordan Schultz from Yahoo Sports reported that at this time, the Redskins have no interest in bringing in any other running backs because of what Chris Thompson has been and that they have Samaje Perine and Robert Kelly. No interest in bringing in even any workout running backs.
I would like to ask the Redskins if they watched their games last season
and saw
Samaje Perine and Robert Kelly. I'm telling you, the word around camp was that Perine was the guy on the way out. He was going to get cut before this injury happened.
By the way, Chris Thompson tweeted, you would think Darius Geis had played with this team for 5 years, but Chris Thompson tweeted, had a tough time trying to hold back the tears this morning when I got the news. We had something great going in our room for the last 2 months, but he didn't say that, by the way. But you know the squad got you every step of the way, bro. Heal up and get ready to take over the league next year.
Dude, Chris Thompson is Darius Geis's hype man.
They have known each other for 3 months.
You'll never know a better teammate than Chris Thompson. That dude has talked up Darius Geis from day one.
Wow.
Remember, he's talking about how special he was and all that stuff, and now he's all upset about Darius Geis getting hurt. I mean, Thompson really took him under his wing. He's excited about his career, and year one is shot already. So
down the in drain. My 49ers.
Maybe Chris Thompson knew he was going to be so good, coming off of what Geis was. So.
But, I think running backs also nowadays – I think that competitiveness has died down a little bit where it's like, you remember the old Favre stuff where Favre didn't want to train anybody? Do you remember hearing those things where Favre didn't want to work with Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't think that exists with running backs because a lot of these guys just know, like,
their career's going to be up.
Yeah, like they're going to complement each other. Like, one is going to make the other better. There's just not bell cows exist.
From Super Bowl 40 where Willie Parker is just thanking Jerome Bettis because he's like, I don't know if this is it for you or not, but you're a family to me forever for everything you taught me. So, and that was the game that Willie Parker set the longest rush in Super Bowl history.
Boy, do you think Jerome Bettis is right now? And where do you think Willie Parker is right now?
Ooh, well, Jerome Bettis was just at the Hall of Fame during the most recent inductions. I would guess that
Willie Parker's probably at a Dave and Buster's signing. And Jerome Bettis is, living the high life.
Buffet.
Yeah. A buffet. That's probably right. My 49ers played, as told, in the underground dwellings of a rock cave, a lava cave, where I talked about Jimmy Garoppolo. But
did you get good reception there?
No. Dude, I got no reception anywhere. We have drafts going on. I had to draft at one point from Arizona. And then I was like, well, you guys are going to have to wait 4 hours.
This bird got my phone. I'm stuck now, man. I don't know what to do.
By the way, can I also say...
got my phone.
I don't know if the new Samsung Note is good, 8 or 9 or whatever the hell it's on. The Samsung Note 5 is the biggest worthless piece of crap that I've ever seen.
Oh, hot take.
Hot take. This battery lasts for maybe 4 hours after fully charged. It is unbelievable. Snap. Okay. Well, 49ers, George Kittle, he suffered a separated shoulder on Thursday, but no structural damage. Ugh. What is the timetable on him? I haven't even seen. They say he should be ready for week one.
There, puss. That's what it is.
I'm seeing RotoWorld right now. Shanahan expects Kittle to be ready for week one, and he's he's become one of the team leaders.
You see DJ Moore, by the way?
He was pretty
good. Four catches for 75 yards.
What about the Niners right now, Bartman?
Well, I'm just asking you if you saw Christian McCaffrey with the goal line carry in the first quarter.
Yeah, don't usually kind of like.
Let me ask you this: you were very excited about Bilal Powell opening up for the Jets. Can I ask you, do they usually put good running backs in the fourth quarter of week one preseason games?
Usually not. Why was Bilal Powell in the fourth quarter?
No, CJ Anderson scored a touchdown in the fourth quarter.
Okay. Well, so, I'd also say that they like to give the guys that haven't proven anything and that usually are going to be lower on the depth chart a lot of time early on. Like, hey, the Niners, Victor Bolden. Everyone's talking about Victor Bolden Jr. and the amazing catch he made and how much run he made. DJ Moore kind of did the same thing. So just pointing that out. DJ Moore.
I tell you what, another rookie, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, you know, the Packers did this bit where they drafted three wide receivers.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to take them all. We're going to take Jamon Moore, Equanimeous St. Brown, and Marquez Valdez-Scantling. All the hardest names to say. We're going to draft all those guys.
Who is the one guy that has, like, the LeVar Ball dad?
That's Equanimeous St. Brown.
Equanimeous, yeah, such a great name.
Yeah. But Scantling was the guy. 5 of 7 targets he caught for 101 and a touchdown. So if Geronimo Allison gets in any more trouble or, you know, has any more setbacks, I think that Scantling could wind up taking that spot.
In that same 49er game, Michael Gallup, he caught a 30-yard touchdown and everybody was buying in. I actually happened to see that as I was out in Flagstaff in a couple drafts we have where people were just oohing and aahing over Michael Gallup.
That was terrible coverage by Jimmy Ward. I mean, 49ers. Jimmy Ward was terrible.
They don't want to trade him. They want him off this team so bad.
I tell you what, though. Our guy Rob Pham, first Army member ever, I drafted Michael Gallup in our keeper league, and he's like, I will give up my firstborn child for Michael Gallup.
He's just saying, and then, well, I just want your first-round pick.
I said, I put a gif of it's this chick from Parks and Recreation going, money, please.
Money. Matt Breida also in the 49er game. He avoided structural damage with an injured shoulder. So a couple key kind of reserve play. Well, I won't say, I want to call Kittle a reserve. He's actually going to play a big portion of the offense. But both guys expect to be ready for week one. So, you know, the first week of the preseason definitely tried to take, you know, its toll. They tried to take their bodies. They tried to reap their souls, but it just didn't work out outside of Darius Geis. They got their one guy, I suppose. But what they did do is they cast a shadow on a couple sleeper guys. Kittle's a sleeper. Deion Kane is another one of those guys with the Colts. I think a lot of people were ended up kind of talking about, and I believe he's out for the season with a torn ACL.
Yeah.
And you had, you know, Breida. So you had a couple of these sleeper guys, Crowell. It's going to create an imbalance across drafting. And that's kind of where we've been heading this entire conversation. Sony, it's amazing how the rookies, Sony Michel and now Darius Geis, have both vastly affected the mid-round running backs here. And I think a few, you know, deeper sleepers are affected. How more hard hit do you think we're going to get, by the way?
You think this is a tip of the iceberg, dude. You know that.
You think it's a tip?
It's just a tip just to see how it feels. It's week one. You know, the good starters are only in there for a drive or two, and then they're gone. So when we get a little more extended play in the second game and then the dress rehearsal where they're playing three quarters, sometimes even into the fourth in that third game, you know, we're gonna be missing a couple more guys before the season starts up. That's why I don't like doing drafts. I would like to do my last draft and have it finish about 30 seconds before kickoff of the first game. That's when I would love to do my last draft, but it just doesn't work that way. Sometimes you got slow drafts, you got best balls, you got all this stuff that you have to get done ahead of time, especially when you're in 8 million leagues like the Welsh and I. So it's just what
so
we
real
have
quick,
to do.
Real quick, because we're about to go to break. Who do you think, after all these injuries, preseason stuff, has gotten the biggest boost? And it doesn't have to be a player that was affected by an injury. Because I think when you said Derrick Henry, I think that's a really interesting one that might see a positive in that middle range. Maybe even Lamar Miller, where we've all been crapping on Lamar Miller, trying to find reasons why we don't like him.
But might just raise up because of questions about other running
but
backs.
But it's also, all these other guys have been getting hit so hard. We go back and we sit and we take a look and we just say, I think this is someone we're going to have to go with because there's no other viable options. Do you agree with me, Lamar Miller?
Yeah, I think Lamar Miller could wind up being that guy. So,
all right, I am not here the next 2 hours. So,
Sawyer.
Good night now. Yeah, so you. If you don't want to, you're going to stick around because it's going to be great. Dan Bespris is joining Bogman in hour two. And then we got a litany of guys. Heisley, John Lobb. We got Blaze.
Blaze Sinopoli at Lord underscore Blazer.
So we got college fantasy football, just college football for your dynasty leagues, plus some fantasy basketball talk. It's all coming up. Bogman with a big old crew. Guys, I will see you on the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast, so make sure to tune into that. Bogman, have some fun.
I will. Right. See ya, everybody.
Bye. See you next hour, too. Not me.